that's a nutshell. There's way more I don't want to bore you with.
Well, I think we'll probably have another conversation soon. And
right.
Are you Public Works?
Yeah.
You're,
I'm Ross. I heard your name.
Yeah, I'm good. I hope it was good stuff. Don't believe the bad stuff. Looks pretty good.
Yep. I'll try to.
Hey, Kim. Yeah. Is there a chance I could bum a bottle of water off? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
I'd really appreciate it. I get these dry throats sometimes when I talk a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you need one, Kyle?
Please.
The guys stole all the water from today that I could have.
Do you want me to grab the case?
If you don't mind. What's your name? Lights. Oh, should already be cold, right? Thank you.
We got a crowd brewing outside.
Do they have pitchforks and rakes?
Not yet. Oh. Every time.
Lanterns?
Yeah.
I think it's going on.
Really? I just saw we stand out here in the rain.
Woo! Much more fun that way.
I don't want to ruin the spending too,
right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
For this term.
That's true. Yeah. This new one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, how are you? Good
evening. Nice and warm in here.
Oh.
Just hanging around.
Yeah. I'm not live right now.
You're live right now? Okay. We're live.
Somebody stole a chair.
Need another screen in this building.
Yeah. That's why I sit over here so I can see it real good.
Didn't see it at all.
Oh, yeah. And how are you?
I'm awesome.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I'm doing great. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Just what we need for the new year.
Awesome. You know, if you're any other way, just a waste of time.
Indeed.
Well, I always look at it this way. Every day above ground is a wonderful day.
Maybe you don't have to deal with everything.
Or potatoes.
Or a peanut.
You're eventually going into the soup broth. I don't know about that one. Okay. Hi, Shay.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Your son is just a little breath of fresh air with his soccer jacket and his
He is pretty proud of that jacket. He worked pretty hard to get that thing.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Thank you.
So this is a work session. Do we want to move the sides in so we're like face to face and like a conference table type environment, or do you think we need to leave it open? What are your thoughts?
I think this is fine.
I think this is fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, you think it's fine. You're good.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Miss Marcy will be. About an hour late. Okay. Mr. Andrew will not be able to make it. He's got drill. Okay. And we're late, so I'm hustling.
I guess I can go to the car and say, smell.
Oh, that would be helpful.
Is that what she did?
Yeah, there will be, because we've got the comedian and Mr. Kyle here.
Yeah, so I'll just have to leave for like
10 minutes.
So we're trying
home again.
Rocky.
Howdy.
That's a big dog.
It's for
sir. I'm going to be presenting on this TV. Sorry, I'm going to be presenting on this TV. You can see it right here. And you might want to and back.
They should be on the
front. We're coming.
Thank you.
Got it.
Well,
I'm going to put that pad on the white plate.
Gotcha.
Is born in the city or you?
Thank you.
See you also.
It's not chicken.
No.
Not with the good things.
Right. So is it got just one Narcan per container?
You have a nice Christmas, Pam?
Yeah, really nice.
Even the weather was nice. It was white.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and couldn't go anywhere, and I was prepared. So that was fun. If I weren't prepared, it wouldn't have been fun. But I
was. I was spending,
so we signed
$600 to $700
as a group. I'm going to pull it up on my email. Yeah, I don't want to tell you something that we have card buttons, but I'll go check my box real quick and make sure. Thank you for your patience. My apologies for the delay.
Hey, it's all right.
My work on they needed me later.
Also nice to get it. Well, Friday afternoon.
No, it doesn't mean that they got the real training.
Well, that's their idea. That's some sh- I don't think it means
that. That's true.
It's one of the things that's on the agenda.
Oh, so we're going to set the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
So bring your calendar. And I think
yes, sir.
Agreed to
yeah.
Which is January.
Okay, that's fine.
Nice to meet you as well.
First,
and just leave it on that front.
times out fairly quickly. This is how we stream on coverage.
And so, yeah, well, that's the other part of it.
And Mr. Kyle, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so good to me. Thank you.
But their objective is to get the grants for this money.
Friendly reminder to turn off your cell phones or keep them, whichever is more convenient.
Yes. So
keep that horrible
what is it offer you know, grants.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. I have the agenda electronically on the cell phone. It was, so we're going to go by this. Apologize for my finger.
Oh, you have a copy? I'm going to go make some copies of Robert's.
I think they're doing that right now.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
They're going to be back in just a second.
Okay, maybe they just give a moment.
Well, they don't. I will change that.
Yeah, somebody needs to help there.
Thank you.
Let's regroup.
Sorry, Ryan.
So at some point early, we're going to take a quick break and allow everybody to get some rolls and soup and because if we're meeting during the dinner hour, we wanted to make sure nobody went hungry. So we did bring, and it's a work session, so it's kind of informal. And so we brought some dinner.
I missed the tacos the last time.
The tacos were fun. Yeah, they're a little messy though. They're
yes, they are.
They're not as easy to
sort
eat
of
in
like,
a group environment.
It's sort of like eating ribs, you know? It's not something you really want to do.
There's truth in that.
Me, I got to wear two bibs to eat the dinner.
Yeah, that's fine either.
Thank you, Kim.
Great. If I have to use it, I'll just prop it up and write
about an hour.
It's fine the way it is. So, do you want? That's okay.
Thank you.
Anybody want an agenda?
I have
your. Do you need one?
Right.
You're welcome.
All right, once again.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, go ahead and begin. I bring to order City Council work session, special meeting this evening. On Friday, January 6th at 2023, first time I had to say that out loud, at 4:30 p.m., it's actually 4:40 p.m. that we will begin starting. Our meeting in person and virtually is available for those that are online. This is a work session meeting. It is a public meeting. However, it is the council's opportunity to have a work session and discuss the goals for the next fiscal year. Before we start presenting any budgetary options during the budget committee changes. So this is the council's opportunity to kind of pull together some ideas. And so we're going to be listening to the staff. We're going to be hearing some questions. We've got Mr. Ross Schultz here to walk us through this process and we'll be getting it started. May I first get a roll call, please?
HR here.
Askew here.
Potter here. And Councillor Hadeen will be a little late, and Councillor McMullen is unavailable this evening. And pending, or Councillor to be, is also here and will be participating in the discussion also. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Pledge of Allegiance, everybody please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which
stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we're going to go ahead and start with you, sir, Mr. Schultz.
Yes.
Hi, good to see you.
Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you. Glad you're here with us.
Yeah. Exciting.
It is exciting.
As you recall, I've understood that's a great way to address council when you're trying to tell them something, as you recall. we met earlier in December, and you guys approved a contract with LCOG to have me come in and help you with your budget preparation for the year. It's in two parts, which is a little strange, but since you're also contemplating hiring a new city administrator, I think that's a really good idea, because that new administrator may or may not have skills to take over my place. And so that gives you some flexibility in terms of how your budget process goes and your me over the coming year. All that having been said, when we talked and you hired me for phase one of the budget preparation project, as you can see on the board, if I get in your way, tell me, I'll be glad to scoot back. And we kick off with council. We did that on December 14th. Prior to that meeting, I met with the managers here, and we talked about the budget process and some of the requirements from staff and what they felt was missing in last year's budget process and the budget itself. And then I came back again in December after I'd taken a look at your audit, taken a look at your budget, gone through all of your accounts, and had some interviews with staff in terms of how the money was being spent, where they were on their accounts, and so on. Got quite a bit of information with them there. And we had this meeting set up for tonight to talk about council goal setting. It just can't wait on dinner. You should do it. There we go. So this comes to today's goal setting session. What I would propose in this agenda, talk about the budget process itself, look a little bit at the timing review. Staff has put together some of their goals and objectives for the next 18 months. They're going to be talking to you a little bit later. They've also done some work, staff's done some work getting hold of our municipal business partners, if you will, like the county, ODOT, Carlton, Hillsboro, Sheriff's Department, everybody, to see what they're planning for the coming year. And talk a little bit about five-year capital requirements. I expected to have a CIP to show you tonight, but I don't think you guys are ready to show a CIP. Hopefully as part of the budget process, we'll drive that out and we'll have one develop over the next couple of months. But we'll talk a little bit about that. And then staff requirements for 23-24. We haven't talked much about that as a staff. I think it's going to remain pretty flat, except for your new city administrator. I don't see any new people coming. But once again, that will be developed as the budget process goes along. And then I think we should take a little break after we get through with this part of it. And then we'll have council discussion. And hopefully by that time, Marcy will be here and have council discuss what your top goals are for the next 18 months. I think you'll see that Chief Graven has done a great job in putting together what some of the staff, and I think they're more objectives than goals are, but so that's kind of the agenda for today. I hope that's okay with you. It is a work session, so with respect, I would encourage council to keep presentations or testimony from the citizens at a minimum. It's certainly during the presentation, and part of that, and if you want to take testimony later, do so, but let's just get through the presentation stuff first and we'll get that done. My goal for this meeting today would be have council give me your top 10 goals for say the next 18 months. I think that will help staff build the budget as we kick it off and go through it. So any questions on our agenda today? Comments, thoughts, council? Nope. Next slide, if you please. This next slide kind of, I think it's in your packet. I teach Budget 101 for the League of Oregon Cities. And in doing so, I always start out with them talking about the budget. Everybody thinks that the budget is the only planning document in the city and that nothing else happens but the budget. Well, that's not so. And I use these next three slides to kind of show most municipalities and people that are new to the budget process. And for us, even though you've done the budget before here as counselors, I think this will help get us all on the same page so that as we go forward in the process, we can refer to other parts of the planning process and say, hey, that's not part of the budget, but we'll take a look at that when we get wherever we get. I've heard it said that a budget's good one day out of the year. And, you know, that's the day it's adopted and business conditions change and the budget kind of has to change with it. That's why this is more of a cycle and less of a beginning end. With that, what you're looking at on this presentation form is really, can you go back one? I don't know whether, right there, right there. Well, we're having a little trouble, but yeah, right there's good. If you look at the things in red, I've got a "you are here" sign. You can see that we're doing the budget process, which is in a square there, and it shows goal setting. We're doing that right this second. Preliminary budget discussions. We'll do some of that in February where we'll get together again and perhaps have just some thoughts on what next year is going to look like. Talk about supplemental budget discussion, and I can tell you right now, with what I've seen in your budget, doesn't look like you'll need a supplemental. Keep in mind that along with the budget in June, you pass what they call appropriations. And appropriations are the expense side of the budget and not necessarily the revenue, but that's what you file with the county to get taxes and with the state to make sure. And that's what the auditors look at is your appropriations versus what you actually do. And in your appropriations, looks like you've appropriated enough money to cover everything that's going to happen in the budget this year. You will probably have to change some appropriations. You receive some grants and you're going to spend some money from contingency that was appropriated as contingency. You're going to actually put that onto a capital project or two to satisfy those grants. And that's going to happen to you. So in probably March or April, I would propose staff return to you for some changes in appropriations. But it's more bookkeeping than it is something that needs to be, doesn't even have to go through a process, just council hear it and say yay or nay. You can decide to not take the grant and not change your appropriations or change your appropriations and have the grant. Anyway, so that's kind of the supplemental budget discussion for today. And then you'll take a look at your billing rates and review them as part of this process going on right now. In about April, we'll start the formal budget process with the budget committee hearing and review the proposed, approved, adopted process that goes on with the budgets. Supplemental budget, if it's required, that would be a surprise to me, but things happen, business conditions change. And we finished that up in July. In July, we have to file the OB forms with the county that finishes the budget process. And then we adjust financial planning for debt. We have to review our debt in July, make sure that we're paying it. Usually we have two payments a year, one in July, one in December, I think, or January, I can't remember. But we go back through the debt process. We go back up, moving through October, do the audit, you get it published. You do a master plan review and metrics in most cities where you go take a look at your fees and your metrics to make sure, gee, our cost per gallon of water is, our cost per gallon of effluent is, our streets per square foot need so much per square foot to get fixed. Whatever, that's a great time to do that. And then back to it in January with goal setting, and so you get a continuum there. If you could hit the next slide. This is the second one, the black numbers. This, or black letters, this is what council should be doing while all of this is going on. You've got council rules to review, and that's how council relates to council and how you get a resolution passed, maybe changes to the charter, things like that. 18-month goals, we're sort of talking about those right now. Operational plan updates come in April. This is where staff would come to you and say, hey, as part of the budget, we're changing our operational goals. We're going to open City Hall an extra day, or we're going to close it a day. We're going to, you know, run water, full blast, all 7, 365, whatever. Operational plan review. Council should be looking at actual plan in July. You're getting enough numbers in for the year and what actually happened versus what you budgeted. You should be taking a look at that and correcting any problems there. And then up in the later part of the year, the last quarter of the calendar year, do a 20-year plan update. A lot of cities will have all of their committees get together in one room and everybody do a presentation to council about what each of the committees' needs are for the coming year, so that as council sets down in its goal setting session in January, they've got input from their committees. We didn't get a chance to do that this year, but it's a really good thing to do, and talk about your strategic plan updates. And then the next slide, please. Here's what staff is busy doing, and I'm not going to go around that. You guys have copies of this presentation. But as you can see, there's a lot of kind of formal activities that staff is working on during the year. That's just like the financial process and the budget process. I do the slides and build them up this way to show that when you work on the budget, everybody's focused for the 3 months of budget time, and then everybody walks away from it. But all this other activities have to be done to keep an organization running. So anyway, all of that having been said, moving on to the next slide, please. This next slide is the budget process. This is what we're working on this quarter. This is what you've hired me to take a look at. This process is the one that's laid out by the state of Oregon in their local budgeting manual, and it shows the steps that we'll go through and do loops. You'll appoint a budget officer, and I'm recommending that for February because I would like to see the new city administrator elect, whoever that is, come in and have some input to who this budget officer is. We'll prepare the proposed budget, and it will be presented to the budget committee in April. The budget committee will meet in April, and hopefully one meeting, possibly two. Then we'll have the approved budget at the regular council meeting in May. And the approved budget is a public hearing. There's no changes that must be made, but it's an opportunity for council to hear the public's comments on the budget. And then with those comments and any changes that are made, we'll plan on trying to adopt the budget at the June regular meeting. Always kind of an interesting fact I tell council, because it's always fun to see their expressions, is if they don't pass the budget by June 30th, they're responsible for every dollar that's spent after that. So you either pass the budget or you're responsible. Anyway, we'll hold that adopted budget meeting in June, by June 30th, and then we'll submit all of our forms to the county so that we can get our tax proceeds. I mentioned on the next slide, please, the local budgeting manual. There's about 150 pages in this manual. I didn't bring the whole thing. I have a PDF of it. If anybody on the council or anybody else wants a copy of the local budgeting manual, I'll send a copy to him, a PDF, and you can ask her for that, and she'll be glad to forward it. When I met with your staff, one of the questions they had was about the budget committee. They felt that there was some confusion about what the budget committee was to do. That next slide. I took page 15 of the local budget manual, describes the budget committee. You can read it in the manual if you want to take a look at it. But on the next slide, I've summarized what the budget committee's official duties are. Once again, this is from my presentation at the League of Oregon Cities. The budget committee is the public review. They publicly review the proposed budget document. They allow the public to ask questions, comment on the budget. They approve the budget. That's where the approved budget comes from, with all the funds and balance. And they approve the maximum amount of property taxes. So those are their tasks. What the budget committee does not do, and I think this is where confusion comes a lot of times, is the staffing levels. They don't get to set staffing levels, salaries, benefits, or contract terms. They don't get to decide whether or not a service or program should be provided, and they don't get to make policy. I think a lot of budget committees, without that guidance, I think sometimes go beyond where they're supposed to go. But that's just one example of what's in the local budgeting manual. And I'm not going to take the time to go through all of that right now, but after that, that's kind of my budget presentation and what process is going to look like and how I'm attacking it. Are there any questions from council, any comments you'd like to make, questions I can answer real quick or long, whatever?
I'm really grateful you're here.
Me too. That's what I was going to say. It's not a question. It's just a it's like,
thank you.
Been a couple of years. Yep.
You bet. I'm really trying to focus on just the budget part of it, but it's been fun to talk to your staff. They all seem to be working real hard to do the best for Yamhill, and I think there's some other areas I might be able to help in, but we'll talk about that more as the budget.
We look forward to that. We've been needing this type of guidance, and it's very helpful to have you here.
So, thank you. With that, I've been talking to your interim city administrator, Chief, and he's been real helpful. He's come up with a list of staff goals, and he's got some reports as well. I'd like to turn the meeting over to him right now if I can. Once again, my goal for this meeting is for you guys to come up with your top, 10 things that you want to do. But I think Chief's got a, he's probably got enough for you to choose from that you can focus on. But Chief, you ready to go?
Great. Thank you. So appreciate everyone being here. And I think it's a very important topic. And it's glad to see that there's community members here as well. So thank you. What I've done, as I do every year for budget, I'll hand these out. This is a rough draft that I work on for my budget. And I know you guys aren't going to be aware, but we've had some IT issues. I know that's a surprise.
shocked.
So what happens is we have a shared drive and everything does it already get transposed over here.
Yep, I got one.
Accurately. So I can pass this around if you guys want to look at it.
Thank you.
So what I do every year in preparation for normally the police department budget, if I collaborate with community partners, I've listed a few of those and get information back from them. And then what I do is follow up with them, check on as well, just to see different concepts that could potentially impact not only the police department, but the city as a whole. So again, no police department staff, collaborate with the Yandell City Hall staff, Yandell Public Works staff. I reached out to the city of Carlton and heard back from city manager Shannon. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. That's very good, thank you. And Yandell County Sheriff's Office, the Sheriff Tim Svensson and Captain Brandon Battle, McMinnville Police Department, Chief Matt Scales, the city of McMinnville with Mayor Grabkin. And Newburgh Dundee Police Department, Jeff Kosnicki, also the director of the Yandell County Public Works, Mark Malago. Yandell County Commissioner, Larry Burchauer, or Lindsay Burchauer, and then also the WICOM director, Patty Sowers, who I recently received information back that hasn't been included, but will in my preparation for budget. So this is a norm of what I do to reach out to people to get information and insight as far as what will affect my budget as well. So what I did was I reached out to them and inquiry for the police department. And then with further conversations with Ross, I reached out back to them a little more discussion, not just for the police department, but for the city. So what I've done is I've implemented for the police department as well as now with the city, things that could potentially impact the budget. I would like for you all to look over that stuff and provide conversation about it. I'm not going to read all of that to you because that would take up the entire meeting. I know that in the past we have set goals. I don't know if there's a copy of those that you brought up.
I don't think so. I could probably read them because I have.
Yeah, go ahead and read those off if you could.
Let me see if I can. Here we are. This was your May 11th, 2022. The goals for fiscal year 22-23. One, staff stability. Two, operational efficiency, focus on technology. And three, water storage. Those were the goals. I can get you a copy of this, but they're three.
What was the second one?
The second one was operational efficiency or a focus on technology.
And then water storage.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ross.
You bet.
You know, I want to acknowledge Ross. I've been working with him, communicating with him. And I can see him to be vested in the interest of the city as a whole. He's doing a lot of work. I think he's going above and beyond just collecting a paycheck. And he's wanting to do what's best for our city. And I appreciate him. Appreciate the conversations we're having. I think that he will be have interest in and listening to his guidance will help us. So it coinciding with what our goals were in the past, what I've done ironically is about looking at those as I went through and looking through what I have set up and then talking with other individuals within the city and within the county. All of those goals fall in line in one way or another with those three goals, which is great. To the extent of have we met all those goals yet? No. And as you look, again, not going through all of the details, but I put, and in talking with other staff members and other individuals from other organizations, my category is not any way of this is number one priority, two, three, four goal. This is just a list. But I do have at the top, which is obviously that must have been what was important to me, is that we need to have more open collaboration and communication with the city in providing more efficient infrastructure. So I know that I talk on a regular basis with council, with the mayor, and with other employees within the city, as well as collaborate with all these others, as well as more I want to know what I can do best to be able to help all of us be able to communicate better and for all of us to feel open to be able to talk with each other. Because in my opinion, I feel that if we have that approachability with each other, all of these other goals that we have in mind won't only be able to be conversed and talked about, but we can meet these goals. And because in talking about this, and if everyone's reading the list, we all already know what these issues are with the city. We know what goals the city has. We know what expectations there are. We just need to find a way to accomplish them. And they're not anything that I feel is extraordinary, that they're all accomplishable. And if we work together, we can figure all of that. So, in my opinion, and from talking to others, which isn't surprising, is that we need to have better communication. It's not that we don't talk, but I guess maybe feel heard. And then not just because we're not feeling heard because the things aren't being accomplished, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So if we're accomplishing these things, then I think that the employees will feel more heard. And I will do whatever I can do to help facilitate that, to help accomplish all the goals in speaking for all of our community, all of the employees, as well as the city council. I think we're all on the same page. So there's nothing new that we're presenting to the city, to the council, to the mayor. It's just we need to, and we know how to accomplish those goals. We just have to figure out here's what we need to do. Let's start that race and then let's get to the finish line. So whatever I can do, I would be more than happy to do. And I feel like we are all doing that part. Let's just make those accomplishments. Does anyone have any questions?
No, that's excellent. Thank you.
The next thing, if I could get you to flip the slide. Your interim finance director here is going to give just a brief financial report of kind of where we are right now.
So, and I know that you spoke of some of those already. It looks like we're going to have the money to manage a similar year as we do in this fiscal year for the next budget.
So can you say that louder for me, Kim? I'm sorry. It's me. I know. I'm so sorry. But I do need...
Turn on the closed caption.
It looks like we have enough money to manage a similar year for the next budget.
Perfect.
It'll pretty much look like this one, but we're going to try to keep it simple and maybe combine some funds. The document's going to look the same. So it's same budget that you see all the time. It'll be the same one.
Okay, so we're not changing the formatting? Okay.
I've been through your formatting, and I think there's things you could do to make it better, but I think where you're at right now, bringing on a new city administrator, last year's budget seemed to work pretty well for you. There's no reason trying to, being a city manager a lot of times is like being a radio operator. You don't take the tuning knob and go back and forth. You do little bitty turns at a time. I think we'll make this year's budget better than it was last year, but I don't think it's going to dramatically look different if there's a reason for that right now. So I think changing the dates and making sure the numbers are solid and probably adding, I think the biggest problem that I've looked at so far is in your public works funds, you have a lot of contingency for 200,000 or 150,000. Contingency should be broken down into more focused projects. Hey, we're going to redo the Main Street water line. That should have a number and that should be reflected in the budget. So we'll probably do some of the more focused on the what makes up the appropriations as opposed to just making it contingency. Budget assumptions on this slide. next year will look much like last. Yeah, we'll keep it simple. Probably won't combine funds. I went through and I kind of set Kim up on this one. We talked about combining some funds and I went through and read them. We've got this thing called GASB 34, and I'm not smart enough to know everything I should know about it. But some of the funds were set up to answer questions for GASB 34. And so I don't feel confident to start pulling funds in and out. They work this year and your auditors liked them. So put them in next year and the auditors will like them again. And then that's kind of a financial report with as much as I know right now. I could answer questions on the budget if you want to. I've pretty much gone through all the accounts. I think we had one problem, Kim, didn't we? What fund?
It was public works. It was in the...
It was the water debt service fund, if I remember right, or debt service. I don't have it in front of me, but the auditors caught it and we've made...
I fixed job. That.
You
yeah,
fixed
I
that
had
one,
fixed
so.
That, yeah.
So the budget documents a little different than it started out, but other than that, that's what we've got. So you can hit the next slide.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
In refreshing our memory on the goals set for this current fiscal year.
Yes.
And we talked about, for example, operational efficiency tech, and that included good tech, upgrading tech. But it also included website activities. So I know that when the budget committee met last time, they specifically set aside some funding to meet these goals that were set, that, you know, projects that we wanted to do. And we haven't had the opportunity or ability to access those projects, but mm-hmm. the funding is still budgeted. Mm-hmm. Will that roll over or will that be accessed this year? I'm just curious.
No, it'll roll over. The nice thing about budgeting is, I actually, with councils, I'd like to step up to
the
whiteboard.
Please.
Chief, if I can ask you just to kind of roll back out of the way.
I'm good at that.
I'll step over here. Staff and I talked a little bit.
You are good at that.
We talked a little bit about what makes up a budget and how budgets, and I think that plays exactly to your question. You have two parts to your budget. There's sources, which is all your revenue, and there's uses, which are all your expenditures. And these are your sources of revenue, and beginning balance is one, so that if you don't spend project money, it just stays there in your beginning balance. So your beginning balance goes up for the next year, therefore having the money to put the same project back in the budget again. So you have beginning balance, which is one of your sources. You have revenue from operations like water, sewer, storm charges, fees, whatever fees you charge, that's revenue from ops. You have tax receipts. And so that's what the budget committee does, is they approve tax dollars. You can borrow money, and that's what your debt service funds do. Some of your GASB 34 stuff sets you up so you have money available to pay for borrowed cash. Grants is another way or another source. Transfers in the general fund can get transfers in from the water fund to pay for stuff. Stuff's a technical term. And then other interest expense or interest income. This year, interest income is going up. Inflation's going up. Interest income goes up. So therefore, your revenue is going up. Not substantially. You're not going to buy a new roadway with it. But, and then gifts. I've seen bequeathals come in where people and their will like a city so well, they'll say, hey, we'll give you $10,000 a year out of our bequeathal that if you'll take care of the park or go to bench or whatever. So that's another source. The uses, And this is what you appropriate. This is why I told you your appropriations are probably going to change. Personal services, that's one of the reasons why your appropriations are going to change. You gave a 5% increase to your staff, but it wasn't budgeted. So that money will have to come out of contingency. So we'll have to move some money, but that's housekeeping. Materials and services is another use of money, and that's basically your business. Capital, this is where I think you guys need help. Your five-year capital plan right now, you've got, you've gone through AAS, I think is the name of the group. The engineering firms come in and they've set up probably 15 capital projects for water, 15 for sewer, 15 for storm, and they're all projects that need to be done. But you guys, and I think your new administrator will help with this, need to focus. Hey, here's the water. The very first thing we need in water is this one. And I don't see that any place in your paperwork. But I think that's one of the things council and staff will have to talk about to get that five-year capital plan set up. Debt is another spending and something else. You appropriate money by the debt you do. And then reserve, that's a new appropriations you can do now that lets you say, hey, you know what, we need five new cop cars next year, or in 10 years, we'll need five new cars. Let's set up a reserve for cop cars, excuse me, police vehicles. So putting the reserves in, those are uses. So that's budgeting 101, really. In a nutshell, sources, uses, and they have to match. Your sources have to match your uses, and that's called a balanced budget in budgeting. Any questions? I started this one. I might as well give you the whole speech instead of only part of it. But the players in the budget process, you have the citizens. The citizens elect council. Council sets goals and objectives. Staff listens to the goals and objectives and puts dollar values to what things council wants to get done. They prepare the annual budget. All three of those people do. Then you have the budget committee, which is basically the oversight committee that makes sure that council is setting good goals and objectives, and staff is putting dollar values that are reasonable to those goals and objectives. And then you have the county, which collects tax to support the goals and objectives the council set, and the staff put dollars and cents to. And then you have the state, which makes the rules, which I showed you the local budgeting manual, and they also give you your charter to operate. And they tell you that you have to fulfill five things in order to be a city: water, sewer, streets, transportation, safety, public safety, and planning. Those are the five things. Those are the reasons you get to be a city. And then you have the auditor, which comes through and looks at all this, make sure you're running the right processes. And then you do the annual budget. And you have these different processes that happen after the budget's made. You have these processes that are going through the city all the time. You have a procurement process, you have a borrowing process, you have a grant process, you have rules and regulations that you have to follow that are set up by the state. And so those processes are being managed, and that's where your city administrator really comes in at. And then you have capital and services. So that's operations, and that's your spending. And that's how you do budget. So anyway, in a nutshell, hopefully that gets us all on the same page as we talk more over the next 3 or 4 months. Everybody's playing off of that. With that, I'm done with my presentation, unless there's questions council would like to ask of you. Then I would propose a 5-minute break at this point, and then come back and we'll talk about what council wants to do in the next 18 months.
Exciting
part.
Thanks, Brett. Adjourn for a break. Let's do a full 10 minutes. I've got to warm up the soup and then we'll be set.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah,
you come from
there. Thanks for running that.
Oh, yeah.
No, right. Hey. Okay, Dana, turn it.
Well, I must have not been. I only missed one, Kelsey.
So you go.
Hey Ross, where do you want this?
Do we have sieves?
You know, Chap Bitterman, if you just put it in the middle of the board, that'd be perfect. I don't want to mess up your art.
Is an interesting
story. Oh, you know,
he's not involved. It's the designated person.
Yeah.
They're not. Have some waste.
Is your teacher?
Any idea how many applications we've received?
Doing better.
We demonstrated the capability to do that.
Yeah, cats away. Everything has been identified.
Yeah.
We just listened to him. It's not what we've done. Not only loving this pieces and parts.
You make me feel like dancing.
Really?
Yeah. They're doing super rolls and stuff.
It's a healthy study.
Not necessarily. If you put enough butter, it's not healthy. You have seen me dance. Not lately. The other night.
Yes.
Like what? Once a year, then you do that, or so I can handle, huh?
Next week's meeting.
I had to get up and go to work the next day.
Just got a one line.
Did you tell them to hurry up with the margaritas? Oh no, I didn't know they're serving them.
She's got a long. Submitted to this.
Oh, I'm so tired. What a week. Right after Christmas break.
It's up now. You find that document.
I do. I love each and every one. But we did a bunch of hands-on projects, which is so fun for kids and for teachers, not so much.
Because there's work on the front end to get it all ready, and then the chaos as they create. But they said, this is so fun. Can we do it all the time? So one of our projects we made, it was, we do this curriculum called Mystery Science. And so we made flowers that were like a lily. And then you watch, in conjunction with your activity, you watch this video. So we watch bees pollinate like wild roses, you know, and they're going around in there and buzzing around. And so we made these flowers. And then we made bees out of toothpicks and did cinnamon and... not accepting. No, there it did. Marcy, you have a call.
Had a call.
We had a call.
The orchestra has arrived.
Anyway, so the whole thing was, is, you know, the bees, in order to pollinate and make seeds, they have to have pollen from more than one flower. And it was just so fun to watch them do that. Oh my gosh.
What age?
Third grade, so they're 8 and 9. And my classroom is filled like Starbucks, which was really fun. Cinnamon coffee was awesome.
Oh, hey.
Super fun.
I'm wiped out.
Yeah.
That worked. Yeah, that's great.
Red, I used three beans. Well, I don't know. I didn't read these. I only read them skimmed over, so I don't know.
Apparently there was miscommunication with the holes, Mrs. Corrigan's on her way with that coffee mugs.
Yay!
How many you got it? Now 14. Perfect. We'll take them. That should cover.
And if you have more people than 14, then you have to share bowls. We'll just wash it out.
Just do a little rinse.
Yeah, we can do that. Pam and I'll share. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Well, they're not big.
It hurts you have to tell me the story at the same time.
That's all.
Rehearse.
I'm recording.
Administrator.
Well, talks about this for police.
I'm talking about police too. Not an administrator, a clerk. He wants a full-time clerk so he can get out of the office.
Besides
the officer. Yeah. He asked for that last year.
Am I supposed to get a second job?
Yeah, no, he asked for all
so
that.
I can pay more.
Yeah, he asked for all that last year. You know, we have $650,000 in the police department, don't we? That only leaves $187,000 of the revenue left out of the whole city budget.
All you have to do is ask the question about what do you think we need here? And you will come up with so many ideas that the budget would have to be perhaps not doubled, but maybe half again. I don't know how you can come up with money.
I know. Yeah. I know where the police know what the sheriff without you with us 200,000
Even anything which then we keep planning another 20-year equipment replacement,
which actually means 300 to spend for
the city administrator or city manager.
Last, which is where our money should be going. Our main infrastructure.
Oh,
well, so you've probably seen my application.
Oh, are you Mr. Jensen?
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Rachel service them.
Certainly.
Please help yourself. We have books. I did find this one.
20 year.
Help yourself to some dinner.
Yeah. The stuff will look at you. Then.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just looking to get down. Watch that through the staff. Okay, nice to meet you. Put a face to the you can hear it all.
You mean provided to the budget committee?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would think so. Yeah.
I'll be working on the
We are now It is 5:43 p.m. on Friday, January 6, 2023, and we are in the portion of the agenda where council has discussion on their 20-year vision and on the five-year goals and what we'd like to see in the next 18 months and service expectations. So should we start long range or short range? Let's just start
this is an evolving thing for me. Every time I talk to staff, I get a little more perspective, and talking with council, I get a little further expectation. I don't think, you know, if you remember, I put that annual kind of process up my three slides that built into a big deal. We're kind of jumping into the middle of the process. And I think the expectation for tonight is not to come up with a new strategic plan and a 20-year vision and 18-month goals and five-year objectives and all those kind of things. I think, though, having a discussion about what's important to you over the next 18 months, and maybe, like you said, a little bit of a vision of where, you know, take no more than 10 minutes and talk about where you think the city is going to be in 20 years. I think would be a good exercise. And then jump right into what you guys would like to see happen over the next 18 months. Does that sound okay? I mean, this is kind of iterative in terms of how it's working for you. What do you think, Councilman?
I think that's a great idea. And
More than 10 minutes. Let each describe what they think the city's going to look like in 20 years. I'd love to hear it. You know,
I would love to hear it too. I think the city has got a lot of catching up to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in 20 years, we could be there. In talking with the current, on the current mayor from the city of Dayton, she told me, actually about 5 years ago when I started this, I was talking to her about her community, and they've got a park in their downtown area, and they've got all these things, and they didn't have a Main Street plan when she first started. And there's, if you go back 10 years, they looked very similar to Yamhill, maybe a little further because it's been 4 years since I had this conversation, but it took them 10 years to really start the ball rolling on developing their downtown, developing their business community, developing the events that they do. But they started and they just kind of worked steadily, steadfast. And 10 years later, they have this fairly well-developed community, downtown community area for their city, and things are running well for them. And when she was telling me this 4 years ago, I was very inspired by it. And I kept thinking, well, I want to be like that when we grow up. And so that's kind of what I would like to see, at least us get that ball rolling for the next council that comes behind us, that they don't have to start the whole process, that they can take that ball and say, we see the vision, we want to tweak it a bit, but we're going to continue that vision. And not see it just the ball drop and things go stagnant or stale again. That would be disheartening for me. Mm-hmm. So 10 years, I can see 10 years. I can see us having a thriving business community. I can see trees planted. I can see a downtown walk area. I can see paths for bikes and walking throughout the city. I can see our parks being developed into, for example, the Jane Heinrich Park. I would love to see a dog park down there, the trail developed. I would love to see camping set up for people that are traveling through, or ball fields for tournaments, or that field cleared up that they can do like Boy Scout jamborees or community fairs or Renaissance fairs. I would love to see that kind of a live activity that brings people to the community to visit and drops their dollars into our resources and then moves on to other communities. But I would love to see that economic development piece of our community really, really be inspired by those that come behind us.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, by the way, 10 years ago, I was the city manager in Dayton. So there you
go. Oh, there you go. Yeah. So you completely know where you were.
I've been through this with Dayton. I've been through Newport. I've been through it with the city of Sherwood. City of Sherwood had 8,000 people when I came there. They had 18,000 when I left. So I've seen that growth. All of them started.
Independence is another one that
Independence
is growing, grown up.
Was there. All of those people had a vision that they shared. And if you like, Dayton was based on the wine country. We got the wine country here. We know how to make our city grow because the wine country. Sherwood is based on technology. I don't know whether you know anything about Sherwood broadband, but they're right now, they've got one of the most robust municipally owned broadband services in probably the country. And that's how they're bringing people and businesses for tax dollars. They were a bedroom community in Hillsboro. Now they're trying to be business center. Independence was based on their heritage and bringing people. They have concerts in that big park they have, and they're building a soccer field to bring people for the soccer. Sherwood had the YMCA, and they wanted to capitalize that and bring people in for sporting events. So they all had kind of that same vision. And the key word that I heard you say was bring people to town.
That was in your vision, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's how you can economic
development.
That's how you can develop economy in your community is by bringing people to your community, mm-hmm. having them be involved in the community and leaving behind dollars with our local businesses and paying whatever, you know, taxes that might be in place at that time. I would love that. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stay and move in. And that's, you know, if they chose to, that'd be great too. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Have a nice visit.
I'm talking about come and see what we've got here and how beautiful. And we've got this wonderful nature trail. We've got this great view of the horizon. We've got all these things to offer. Come and see what we've got and
spend your money.
Exactly. Utilize our businesses, have a meal, and you know, rent a trailer, an RV space down at our park, and stay for a night or two, and use that park trailer to then go off and see the wineries in the nearby area or
the old guys.
Oh, the distilleries in this place. Yeah, those are great. Yeah. You should go there for sure.
Absolutely.
Come in.
I heard sporting.
Yep. Sports events or just events in general, a community, family events. That's really the key thing that our community is really all about is family. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. most everything that we do revolves around the family unit. And highlighting that, I think, is a valuable thing for us. We have naturally our agriculture and our logging and all the things that historically we've been doing, but that's all been wrapped around family. And we've got family histories that go back.
Oh my goodness, the history of our town is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
People don't know it.
And they don't know. Mm-hmm. They just don't know. And just our historical history is crazy. Mm-hmm. Beverly Cleary was born in a hospital in McMinnville, but her family was here in Yamhill. And she was raised here in the city of Yamhill. We've got our famous guy that ran for governor.
Christoph,
who is, he's won awards. Big name awards. It's not coming.
And we have this whole road that used to take everybody to Tillamook, yes. And this would be overnight.
Yes. Yeah. So anybody that went from Portland to Tillamook had to stop here overnight.
We had one of the best hotels on the West Coast.
Right. Yeah.
They said Portland, San Francisco, and Seattle. Yeah. Yamhill had the best.
The best.
And I believe the first ice in the state of Oregon.
We had the first walk-in freezer mm-hmm. in the state of Oregon. So I mean, there's so many things.
So we talked about just 10 minutes for this. I'd really like to hear from all the counselors if we can. So let's just start right down here. Marcy, what's your 20-year vision? You got any thoughts on 20 years from now?
Or just, even 10? Just to add to what we talked about, just to improve the city infrastructure and our city hall, our public works, our treatment plant.
Yeah, that inner tie is up and running. Yeah. And a reserve for water or a
field to support the growth and the
facility.
People coming in and city halls.
And also, I feel like this is a food analogy, but you eat with your eyes first. And I went to visit my daughter in Silverton, and the rural properties are so nice, and the homes in town are so nice. And I'm disappointed when I drive around our town and I see abandoned homes, vehicles that have been in the public right of way for as long as I've lived here. I would like, and if people are not, don't take pride in where they live and what the outside of their home looks like, I think we should help them with that. Just saying.
Anything
else, Marcy? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. That's all right. Okay. Have you said your piece?
Except for I would like a community garden. And I have the drive and the resource and the property, but I don't want to move forward till the water is more stable. I think that's kind of frivolous to water a community garden. People are having to restrict their water. So we'll wait on that.
Anything else, Kate?
I would like to see more things for seniors. I know, do seniors still do bingo and stuff? Yeah, I just think that the older population needs a place to gather and for fellowship. And I know that other towns have those. And I'd like to see more of that in our town.
Any other questions?
So I think this might fall in line with Marcy's, but identifying the infrastructure that needed to support the strengths that we decide we're gonna play for the city, something that kind of makes us unique from all of the other wine tourism towns in the area. I think that's done a lot and there's nothing wrong with it, but I think that kind of like the stuff that we've identified, like the nature, family, events type stuff could, and other stuff could help the city kind of stand out from.
Differentiate yourself from other cities with a solid infrastructure to support it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you talking like a branding kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. But even like with what we've identified, like with the history and all of that stuff, kind of playing on that more than comes to the our winery and have a tasting kind of with your town. Focusing on something that
we have ice and nobody else does.
Yeah.
Right. This could be our thing. Anything else?
Not at the moment.
So I know that I'm the new guy, but all this is amazing and I agree with absolutely all of it. In addition, I think Marcy touched on a new city hall building would be pretty cool. To have a community center tied into it with a nice police department and all of these things to be well-funded, programs for the kids, preference, like these kinds of things, to tie all of that into the family. And then always make sure when we're making all of these amazing things that we're still Yam Hill. Okay. Sort of like maybe a redneck with a new pickup. If that makes sense.
Okay. We've taken our 10 minutes and you've done just a really chipped ice cube, so to speak, in terms of looking into the future. But I think that's where you guys all need to live a little bit, is in that area. I'm going to write these up and send them all to council. And you guys can talk about them as you want to and as you want to adjust them. But as you start looking at projects to do, try to keep these things in mind or the other things that you add to. So you started talking about some projects. Do you want to take another 10 minutes and just talk about projects year one through year, let's go through year 10. How does that sound? And maybe we'll just put the projects down and we'll talk about how they could sequence. And then after that 10 minutes, we'll talk about what's going to happen in the next 18 months. Does that sound all right?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay.
One of the thing that comes to my mind most quickly is when I first started with this council, the communication was a huge issue. The only way that we really communicated was posting notices in the window, on the board, and at the post office. And Since then, we've had volunteers in the community step up, like Pam, and have put together kind of a community Facebook page, which has been a huge communication tool for us. We've also started putting most everything on our city website, which needs to be better developed so we can be more communicative and people can move through it, easy to find the information they're looking for. So again, I'm back to the website development. I think that would help the city communicate in a better way. The example that I have experienced is the Dayton app, the Dayton City app. That's incredible.
It is.
It's amazing. And it you just go to the app and it gives you all the updates. They send out notices to people through their app, the emergency alerts on their app. It's really a great tool. And I would really love to see our city better communicate, not just with the citizens of the community, but the surrounding districts of the community too. And I think upgrading our communication tools would be valuable for our city.
So social communication.
All communications really, because it creates transparency when you communicate. I mean, if everything just stays in these four walls, then we know what's going on, but nobody else knows.
And in inter and intra, I don't know what all that means both ways, but inter is, you know, like inner city, interstate, inner, that would be external to the, so maybe I'll just put external.
Yeah.
And this would be internal.
That needs to be improved on too.
Yeah, and I am sensing, and this is my sense from having been in, I've been in 12 different municipalities now over the last 40 years, one of them being the Port of Portland, which, you know, they did a darn good job of internal communications within the organization. I sense that the communication between council and staff here is not that well, not that good. And I'm assuming that it's one reason why you're getting a city administrator. That's a great way to fix some of those problems. But I still think that that's an opportunity. At least that's what I'm sensing. You've got external communications, and I think internal communications is probably on that list as well. Mm-hmm. What other projects? That's a good one. I mean, communications. I like your Dayton app. I haven't seen that.
Oh, man, I haven't heard of this.
They've gone so far since I left.
It's amazing.
You got them going, and they took off.
I've got it on my phone. I'll show it to you.
Ben does a good job with that, too.
Ben does a good job.
But, you know, both of those people have. It's not the council that drives those things. It's their organizations. You know, Ben's got just an awesome chamber, and they have meetings, and they go through stuff. It's external to the city, but they work with the city to get those communications going.
Yeah, well, the council can say all they want, but if there isn't really the support to make all that happen.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about projects. We're wasted 4 minutes talking about something like communications.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're amazed. Let's just talk about projects. Marcy, you got, give me three. I like the number three. Four is not good. Two is okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Yvette took the biggest one, the communications. Another big project is the water project. Working with
the intertie.
And
you know what? I don't understand. I don't know because I haven't asked, but what's wrong with your water? You just don't have enough.
Correct.
We don't have enough storage.
Enough storage?
When we hit a drought situation in the summer, we can't store enough water to provide enough for the city.
Supply dries up.
Yeah. So we need more storage and or an inner tie to have adequate water.
Right. Would you say that's the storage of water is the bigger issue of all the water issues?
Yeah.
It's storage. You need another reservoir.
Another reservoir. And well, this summer we didn't have any issues, but the year before, the creek was like a puddle.
Are you out of the Yamhill Creek?
Turner Creek.
Turner. Is that your supply?
Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
No ones.
No.
No.
I think the education helped a lot with reducing the water usage with the community, just getting them involved with it.
Okay.
Just
even dredging out the impound to store more water there would be another thing. But
how big is your biggest reservoir? Or do you have
2.5 million? So we have 1 million.
2.5 million?
No, we have 2.5 million. So 2 million. We got 1 million storage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many zones do you have? Do you just have one zone, or do you have multiple zones? Mm-hmm. Elevation.
Well, it's all gravity fed from the water plant to our reservoirs, and gravity fed to the town.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other projects? You seem to hit the big one.
That's my big one. And the infrastructure as a whole, like within the sewer system.
Okay.
Yeah. And the sewer system needs to be expanded.
Yeah.
The big
project.
It's
all right.
Okay. What are you? Top one, two, three.
Well, I'm going to go with those for my top, but also the stormwater drainage for the southeast Yamhill neighborhood. And I don't know if it's exclusive to that, but in the neighborhood that I live in, the high water signs were out. And so the drains are not adequate. And anyway, I think it could be a safety issue. And I don't know. I don't think it's been tended to forever. So, and I'm not saying that just because it's in my neighborhood. I think it's a problem throughout town, right, Kyle?
Yeah,
and could cause some problems. And I think also, as far as infrastructure, I think some of our piping is outdated. It's just all that stuff has been left by the wayside, and then every council pedals as fast as they can to make it happen. And anyway, so those things.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Anything else big you're thinking of?
Well, water storage as sewer, wastewater.
Okay.
And stormwater is an issue, the buildup of stormwater. There's houses in the community that get flooded every winter and pretty much stay flooded, and they have to reduce that. And so it's...
Which goes back to what was the one she had over here? Okay. You see...
With your eyes first.
Nobody wants to live in a flooded house.
No, and have your basement flood every year. And
after everyone's identified all the
friends.
We have like ongoing like street and sidewalk safety.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know specifically what areas, but.
Sidewalk mostly, yeah.
Sidewalk, is it improvement or just additions?
Both. Yeah, we have sidewalks in bad repair.
I agree with that.
And again, it's a safety issue.
Yeah, the sidewalks we do have are in bad shape, but there's a lot of no sidewalks on a lot of places too.
Well, sometimes these tie together because the water drainage floods my house every year,
mm-hmm.
which brings in all the erosion from everybody else's house into my yard, which covers my sidewalk every year, and I'm getting too old to dig it out every spring.
any projects from you that
and this is probably from the being on the planning commission, but what I would love to see as a project is and I think it's simple and doable, is to have a historic business district in the central business overlay zoned that way, so that way when we talk about all these things coming into town and economic development, we're attracting the folks that would fit into town.
You guys ever talk about urban renewal or something like that?
We've got the urban growth boundary on our minds, but not urban renewal. No.
Okay. Well, we did that in 10 minutes, and that's great.
That was our goal.
Yeah, identified some of the big stuff. These are just big projects. They don't have any timing. If there was any of these, and I made you give me one number one, which is the most important, Marcy. Give me one. I know it's unfair, but that's okay.
I said is the top one would be communication all around.
Communication. Okay.
Can't get anything accomplished if we don't have communication.
Okay.
Water supply and storage.
Your Honor. Making the mayor make a decision.
Our public works would say the stormwater would be the third, but I'm thinking facility maintenance, city maintenance, and
facilities.
The infrastructure.
It would pull it away from infrastructure, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay,
Ken? I think I'd start with what Chief recommended with the open communication and collaboration.
You get a vote even though I guess you're not on council.
Yeah, right.
So the thing is, I guess I'd be tossed up on this because it, like we said earlier, you can't do one without communicate any of them without communication, but I would love to communicate so we can fix the water supply.
Or I could give you
I'll take a half. Yeah. Maybe it should be a quarter. Maybe a half vote. Maybe I don't know.
I appreciate you going through that. It probably doesn't mean anything, but at least kind of know where you guys are at. Mm-hmm. Okay, with that having been done, let's talk about what you'd like to see get done and say this year plus the 5-year for next year, the 18 months, which is kind of like right now. You've got some money to spend this year if you really want to. You could readjust your budget and redo your appropriations, and you could get some stuff underway and accomplished. And then you've got next year's budget to think about and where you're headed next year. So, this is 18 month. Is our crystal ball only goes to 18 at this point?
Communication.
Okay. That seems to be a continuing thread here. Okay, so working on communication. And that's both external and internal. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
What else would you like to see get done in the next 18 months? I'm guessing the water supply plan would be really good for council to see.
Yeah, I was going to say like a plan for maybe not even like super detailed for some of the ones that are further out, but just have some sort of plan for these, like where that we can look at and see where are we with this, when's it going to happen?
Sort of the next step.
Yeah.
Type situation. Where we are. Where should we go next to make
this? This is specifically for water. Is that?
Oh, no. Well, for everything. Like all of these projects that we've listed, like a way to kind of map everything out that you can look at.
So steps for project completion, that's what you mean? You want clear steps for completion?
I think so. Instead of like seeing them show up on the whiteboard every couple times a year and then you kind of forget about it and it's in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and also a way to like show that to the community as well.
If they're communications, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tracking our progress, like this is our goal. This is where we're at on it. This is our next step. Everybody knows.
Instead of just saying we want this done and then waiting.
Why isn't it done? Well, we are working on it, but there are steps.
There's steps. And knowing those steps would be helpful for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I think your new city administrator is going to come in. I mean, this is where you as a council, when you get your new city administrator, you set them down there in front of council and say, okay, job one for you is you need to, one, plan for the projects, and then we want a process for status. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, that would be heaven, wouldn't it?
Having been a city administrator in several different places, that's what I've got.
Yeah.
That's probably what you want to do. What else would you like to get done in 18 months?
I would like to see code enforcement. I think it's people come to this part of the country. It is wine country, and they come to Carlton, and Carlton has lovely things. And I don't want to be Carlton. I want to be Amhill, but I want our town to be welcoming. I want code enforced. I'd like our town cleaned up and to be aesthetically pleasing and welcoming. Sorry, it's my story.
I guess I will tell you, I've heard that from other councils, and it's kind of a two-sided sword. It's easy to set at the council dais and say,
hard to enforce.
I want code enforcement, and then the code enforcement brings you an issue, and the person shows up in front of you and says, hey, I can park four trailers there if I want to, and I don't care if my brother-in-law lives in them. Stop me. Council's got to support that with legislation to make sure that code enforcement. Is that right, Chief?
Correct, yeah. And it's primarily, there needs to be conversation because it's primarily complaint-driven. Because we don't have a code enforcement officer.
Yeah.
We have designated to do code enforcement based upon complaint-driven cases.
So anyway, you guys will get both sides of that. The great side, sure, which is seeing stuff look good, but on the bad side, you gotta dig in.
Complaints, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've had conversations all that are regarding the camping ordinance and so forth to make sure that we're not in violation of anyone's rights.
Right.
Yeah. Get back with your.
Yeah, that's why and you're not alone. I mean, all the cities have that same issue. So Portland, look at them. They've got a few issues.
Indeed.
What other projects would you like to see get done in the next 18 months? Or, you know, is what I'm thinking is now that you guys are given sort of a vision and projects that are important to you, and Chief has put together a really nice list of what the city staff have identified as goals that he's given to you. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to look at those goals with those filters and say, hey, council said, and here's the one that fits that, and here's the second one, and then be able to put those together. What other projects are you thinking 18 months would interest council or you're anxious for?
Electronic meters, I think, would be helpful. Completing this new.
What kind of meters?
Water meters.
Water meters.
Electronic water meters. So, because we're walking.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of cities have done it. It's not magic.
No, well, it takes up a lot of man time, you know, man hours.
The nice thing about that one is you can invest the money that you get to pay back on the other end.
Exactly.
And you also, when they replace your meters, a lot of times the meters have been reading wrong for multiple years because they're old. They have a life. Mm-hmm. And when you replace the meters, a lot of times that's a benefit to the citizen as well because their meters are reading correctly. So that's got a win-win-win on that one.
When we're doing it, it's just been slow. I think it would be in the city's best interest to really.
There's a buzzword for that. I'm trying to think of what it is, but I can't. It's online meters.
Radio grid.
The what?
Radio read.
Radio read.
Radio read.
Mm-hmm. But are those on the internet or are those driving through town?
Driving.
Sometimes you need to get them on the internet. Just need to put a tower out and receive the radio waves. Zigbee meters. Or
that's another project, is broadband.
Bluetooth broadband. Mm-hmm. How do you guys do here with that? No? It's spotty.
It's spotty. We do okay in town, but around the town, it's not
so good.
You know, it's bad.
That one's moving so fast, I'm not certain, you know.
Yeah.
Anything else for 18 months?
I hate to keep looking at the clock, but you guys are moving.
What about something just kind of support the staff stability?
Employee retention?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was one of your goals for last year.
Still a goal this year.
Well, but we've done a lot of successful things with that.
We have.
We've increased
the
value.
I was going to say, you increased everybody's wages, so that's going to take one of your appropriation changes, but
Well, I think to add on to that for retention is Public Works and Police Department, I mean, they have the tools they need. That makes it a lot nicer, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they get a good wage, that's great, but if they're buying all their own tools and using antiquated ones, that's not as good.
We do need vehicles replaced on both sides of the house, Public Works and Police. We need lots of tools, like maintenance type tools that we just don't have that we contract out for. That would save us. Equipment. There's a lot of equipment that we just don't have. Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody about that. Maybe it was you. I don't remember. About equipment, and they asked me, well, why doesn't the city have a backhoe or something like that? And I said, well, because then we'd have to insure it, and we'd have to insure we'd have to train somebody to drive it. We'd have to insure them. I mean, they're probably capable, but you know, it comes along with a lot of other expenses where it's sometimes cheaper to just contract somebody to come with a backhoe.
Or rent it, yeah.
Yeah, and rent it.
That was Chuck Olivera that was there.
Yes, thank you.
I think one other thing that we could accomplish easily in 18 months is the historic district.
Mm-hmm. So when you say historic district, are you talking about
zoning?
Yeah. Well, I think because council, from what I understand, would simply request planning commission to go through and create that with Walt and then implement it so that we don't end up with some fancy new buildings that we're not too excited about in the middle of downtown.
Mm-hmm. yes, that would be like great.
We could go quick, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could that be like your downtown overlay zone?
Yes.
You were talking about?
Yes.
Because historic district, to me, sends a cold chill down my back as an administrator, but a downtown overlay zone, I'm sure at that point, it's, you know.
Well, the entire town's really a historic district. We've got a nonprofit agency in our community that's researching that right now to develop a historic value. You
have a nonprofit doing that? Mm-hmm. Who's that?
That would be our Yamhill Neighborhood Association.
Oh. Probably though, if you gave that to the planning committee and let them work through the planning committee on that one, that would work.
Oh.
Well, there's also no code to enforce future historic. You can come in and tear down every historic building in town if you wanted to be on the dough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that protects them.
Do that by resolution at the next meeting. I mean, you could appoint the planning committee. And then you could have one checked off of 18 months of church.
Oh, we should put that on the agenda. Let's put that on the agenda.
There's one there. Okay. I'm not certain you can get it back quick. Maybe you might wait. So that's anything else for 18 months on your list? I mean, this has been just an hour of visioning, and I wouldn't mind going through this again with you. I think is what I'd really like to do is work with the chief and go through what you've put down with these filters and organize those in clumps that could then be timed. And then you could get back to your process for status and say, hey, we're going to do these things. We're building them into the budget. And, you know, I'm going to do this one and he's going to do the next one. And she's, and so we'll assign a filter. Responsibilities and then put timelines to them, and you guys could actually have something going and you could add and subtract from that list and get your interim city administrator to report to you.
but you got a real city administrator, that would be your process for status. Does that sound okay if I work towards that?
That sounds great.
Okay. And I'll come back at your next council meeting and give you a status.
There you go. Awesome. I love it.
So anything else you guys want to talk about tonight while we're just sitting here? We've got a couple of minutes left.
What about the all of the project plans, the
capital improvement plan,
there's a whole bunch of plans. There's water master plan,
so
parks master plans.
5-year capital requirements on the agenda here.
Yeah, it's on there, and I talked to you a little bit about that earlier. I've been through all of those plans from AKS that are supplied.
Thank you.
The one that sticks out is the transportation system plan, which is as of 2018, and you need to do that planning. Like, this, you should have it done already, so you're already that far behind. And you can get a TGM grant. TGM grants come up. I've got a timeline for TGM grants, which I'll be glad to provide to council. But you need to get somebody to write the TGM grant to get somebody in to help you with the transportation system plan update. And there's going to be tons of federal money. And the thing that you guys need to do is have projects on the shelf ready to go through council, approved, funded. And then when those grants hit, you can say, here's our project, here's our project, here's our project. That's your new city administrator getting that done.
Oh gosh, I hope so.
Well,
you do too.
I mean, I don't think that's not a request. That's a requirement.
Must do. Mm-hmm.
So, when you get to interview city manager administrator candidates, you can ask them, say, how are you going to put that plan together? Anyway, so that's the 5-year capital part that I'm not going to go through because I've been through those project lists and one of them had been updated twice, and as all the numbers were just going up every time they updated, the projects were still the same. So you guys aren't biting them off and getting them done. No disrespect, of course.
No, but it's just not happening.
Untaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to get those
moving. Transportation plan.
Once again, I don't think I'm the person to get those going. You need that new city administrator that's going to be firing those and giving you your status every time you ask them, say, hey, where's our water projects? Anybody else? Comments, questions?
I just have a comment. I really appreciate your leadership and the way that you explain things.
Thank you.
And I just feel like you are a real lifeline, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you. That. Make sure you tell
anybody I
council
can
of government.
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
It's fine. I'm available 24/7, 365. Chief, anything from staff that you'd like to comment?
Appreciate the presentation. And in light of the conversation, I would be more than happy to sit down with Jason. If it's okay with council, this is an okay forum to do that and to start looking at those priorities and then getting a game plan together with him and with the other staff there, Kyle, to make sure that they can start checking those boxes now.
Good, and I'd be glad
as you do that,
I'll look at the funding and make sure that there's money available with Kim and we can talk about how to fund some of those projects. And bite off slow. You know, we get one from water, one from storm, one from sidewalks, one from streets, and we're just make sure they're built in. You guys got something to work on.
That makes
okay.
Me excited. That's great.
Cool. I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. And,
you too. Thank you.
My email will be talking to your email. So,
thank you. We like it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Second motion? Did you cover it all?
Yeah.
And look at that, we're finished really.
I feel like there's hope. I feel like there's hope. I think this is great.
I know, I'm
yeah,
pumped.
Very empowering.
It is very empowering, very exciting.
Yes.
It'll be nice to see things.
It's the fun part. I mean, the really nice thing is, and it probably been off the record.
Do you like a motion?
Yes, please.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
We are adjourned.